Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Cane's take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. We know that Shindaddy's off for the week, but how's his recovery from dehydration going?
Recovery is going incredible. He's been hitting some electrolytes, he said to me. So electrolytes are big for him. Just a reminder, though, he's still in the bank.
Yeah.
He just took the events week off. And to kind of kick things off with, you know, week zero kicking off next week. So he kind of wanted to have a reboot to get things started with the season and everything. So he's doing great. Great shape. Midwest Bank's in remarkable situation.
Has he snuck any Bud Heavies in, though, since Sunday?
Since that time, no.
Oh.
No, there's been no Bud Heavies since that. His work ethic is unreal. Yeah, the garage looks incredible. Ron and Sharon were whisked down to the garage yesterday by my sister, Tamara.
Really?
And my mom said, in exact words to Tamara, "I'm very proud of you."
Really?
She's very proud. Mom's almost 90.
That's
nice. Told Tamara she's very proud of her.
That's beautiful.
Yes, for what got accomplished in the garage.
The garage is...
Yes, emptied everything out of the garage.
Wow.
Yes. And then,
that's a big project.
And then had like a rollaway to throw
things
away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
They had a truck. They had a trailer.
This was
extensive.
Extensive, yes. This wasn't just, hey, we swept.
It feels good, I bet.
Oh, it's a good
feeling. I bet it feels good.
It does. It's a good feeling.
And Ron and Sharon celebrate 70 years, 8 days.
8 days away.
That's big.
Yes. That is monster.
8 days away.
70 years.
Wet Blanket said, can we have their address to send them a card? It's up to you, Bill.
How about Wet Blanket?
I'm sorry. That was East Lincoln West. Is that
East Lincoln West?
Says that's.
I bet the blanket would set one. I bet he would. Ron and Sharon Bush, BUSCH, 1113 Reddick Avenue, REDICK Avenue, Creighton, Nebraska, 68729. 68729. 1113 Reddick Avenue, Creighton, Nebraska, 68729.
Send a card.
70 years.
God,
70
in
years.
8 days, 70 years to celebrate.
They went to Colorado for their honeymoon. That's where they went. And they got to Kearney. They thought they'd made quite a trip. And they got to Kearney from Pender. Thought, this is incredible. We made it this far. Yes.
Wow. They still have a ways to go.
They still have a ways to go, but they got to Kearney. Hey, we're not. Hey, Sharon, we got a little bit more to go.
Yeah, they were an adventure.
Yeah, they were 18.
Wow.
Way before the archway.
Yeah.
See, that's why it felt like they're a long
Wow. Dad was 19, mom was 18. Mom had graduated from high school in May and got married.
Better times. That's how to do it.
Yeah.
There was no Kearney Arch back then.
Yeah.
Didn't exist. Didn't see that. Their drive out
there
to
no arch.
Colorado.
There was a buffalo, though.
Yeah, sure.
There was a buffalo, and they thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
They stopped and saw the buffalo.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Well, congrats in advance to them. It's awesome. Yes. 8 days away.
That's very nice of East Lincoln West. Like,
yes, he sure wants to send a card.
Yeah, he's a nice fella. Wet Blanket is, too, in his own strange way.
Yes. I think the blanket's pretty solid.
He is pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
464-5685, call or text as always. I was reading an article, column by USA Today's Matt Hayes yesterday, formerly of the Sporting News, now is USA Today. He was writing about Dylan Raiola and Dana Holgorsen and the effect that you could possibly see with them. And again, not saying that these stats will happen for Raiola, but he did point out in the second year of quarterbacks under Dana Holgorsen, here's some stats that these quarterbacks had in different conferences, you know, different teams, obviously. Case Keenum had 44 touchdowns year two under Dana Holgorsen at Houston. Geno Smith, 42 touchdowns year two at West Virginia in year two. Will Greer, 37 touchdowns. And Clayton Tune, 30 touchdowns in year two as the quarterback under Dana Holgorsen. Now, Dylan had 13 touchdowns last year. Mm-hmm. That'd be a massive leap to get to 30-plus touchdowns. But you've seen big leaps happen in the past with Holgorsen offenses.
Yeah, 44.
44 from Case Keenum. 44 to a year.
Case Keenum was quite a quarterback.
He's still around.
He's still in the NFL quarterback.
He's with the Bears, I believe, right now.
Yeah, NFL quarterback.
Geno.
Geno's still around. Quarterback.
Yes. Will Greer?
Still a backup, I think, with the Panthers, maybe.
I believe so. So some tremendous players. Not saying that Rail is not.
Clayton Tune was an NFL quarterback, too, yeah. At least for several years.
So, yeah, they had some extreme talent, obviously. I think I'd go back to a couple things. Okay. One, that's going to be better. It's year two. And I would say just because the quarterback is just in year two. I don't care who it's with. He's just in year two. That's an upside. Another thing I'm sure people get tired of is that schedule's not daunting. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's like, oh, man, we're going to face a bunch of top 10 defenses. Mm-hmm. And so that's not a bad situation for him. So he's going to face some defenses, which will be gettable, just like the schedule is. So everything kind of leads that way, in my opinion.
Yeah. And Holgorsen's good. I mean, Holgorsen knows what he's doing. I think he'll be probably markedly better. Of course, he's probably going to get better protection. I think the offensive line's better, and they improved the skill talent around him. Everything lines up for it.
Everything lines up.
Now, if he throws 35 touchdown passes, I mean, you would think that would be
a pretty damn good year.
Equated to good win-loss.
You'd hope so.
Yeah. I mean, if he goes from 13 to 35, I don't know. Can he go? I look at more like 28, 29. But if it gets into the 30s, I don't know. Who knows? You don't know what exactly he's going to look like, so. But it's good. I thought one of the interesting parts of that article was that Holgorsen went to Dylan and said, Rule went to Holgorsen last season, said I need a decision fast on whether you're going to be back, and he went to Holgorsen, and then went to Dylan and said, you coming back? Because if you're not coming back, I'm not coming back. You might say, well, what would you expect? Well, I'd expect it, but reading it's another thing. Like, it was interesting that he would say that. It makes sense, obviously, but I was just reading it thinking.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Valid through 9/3. Soy offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Oof, they both would have left. Good night. I don't know what you do.
It wouldn't be a very fun year, I don't think, for Nebraska. Or
I don't think Rayola ever considered leaving. I really don't. But, yeah, with Holgorsen, I just think it's a year-to-year thing. You just see how it goes. And I people always ask me, how long you think he'll be here? I don't know. It's probably year-to-year. Maybe it helps his son's here now. I don't know.
The question he asked, though, is, again, we addressed this last week, but can he put up big numbers like he has in the past in the Big Ten Conference? He's not been in the elite, you know, it's a very good defensive conference, the Big Ten, as compared to his previous stops in the Big 12.
Well, it's a different world.
So to expect, I mean, those kind of numbers would be crazy. I don't think anyone
not
says,
44.
Hey, we expect 37 touchdowns from Dylan. No one's saying that at all right now, and they shouldn't say that. That's an insane ask for going from 13 touchdowns last year, but it's hard to assess, you know, what kind of growth you're going to see from that spot.
It's really hard because you don't know exactly what the offense is going to look like.
No. And if you get in the low red and you're able to run the football,
run the football. Right.
So it should never be, if you really think about numbers too hard, it's like,
I don't.
That's the one place that did the best of that was Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't give one crap about numbers, and it went pretty well.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
So I don't even get caught up in numbers because it's always, what I would always look at is like, you know, championships and where are you at? What's your overall number? The overall number, if you're running the football really well, like that, it's like that's
this year, and that would hold his touchdown passes down.
Yeah,
and you don't hold that against the quarterback.
If all of a sudden it's like our offense, things are clicking really well, and it's like, well, he threw 19 touchdowns, but our offense was 12th in the country. Well, that's what you look at. So the touchdown passes, yeah. I don't get too wound. I really don't. I mean, unless they can run it in, I want to know what touchdown passes he throws against Penn State, Michigan, about four teams.
Elite teams.
It's not like going like he just lit Northwestern up. You know, I mean, that doesn't.
Yep.
What's he do against the elite teams also?
100.
But again, there might be a time it's like, why did he throw any touchdown passes? Well, because we ran the football, mm-hmm. and we got into the red zone, and we could run the football. And so that's what I would look at more than anything. So as fans, I wouldn't get too caught up in a number.
I don't. Now I think what Hayes is just illustrating is that
the success that they had, yeah. Holgorsen's had.
100%.
He's just talking about the success. So the article is great.
Yeah. And the jump quarterbacks make. So, and but also, I don't get, I'm not. I hesitate to say it because people can take this wrong. I don't really get into statistics very much because you can manipulate them so easily.
You can take someone like Chase Keenum. I wonder what his numbers were. How many times did he throw the ball that year?
Yeah,
is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
true.
All of a sudden it's going to be like, well, he also threw it 24 times more a game than what Nebraska might do this year.
They couldn't run it at all.
You have to factor that in. No one is just sitting and just going like, this is nuts that Tommy Frazier didn't have more touchdown throws.
Right.
No, doesn't,
right.
No.
Maybe
matter.
Keenum's team couldn't run it at all.
At all. And then, again, just pure number of times. It might be first and six of the six, and they throw it three times.
Right.
That was their philosophy or whatever it was. That gives you more opportunities.
Yeah, but, Hayes Miller's just – is that his name?
Matt Hayes.
Hayes Miller plays for Nebraska. He's number 81. Anyway, he's just illustrating the jump that quarterbacks make. And Dylan, like you said, should make a jump. He says in the article he's never felt more comfortable as a quarterback. I just want the games to start.
And even said in the article, too, that, you know, Holgorsen did not change the playbook a ton. Like, they kept a lot of the same terminology that Satterfield had, just added some more wrinkles than what he had when he came in last year.
Well, there would have been plays.
Terminology.
That Satterfield had in, that Holgorsen had in, so they just call it what you guys have been calling it.
Yeah.
And then I'll switch myself. Then there'll be some different things to it. I mean, it's been pretty well noted from Holgorsen, if I'm correct here,
yes,
that he's off the leech tree. But I mean, meaning like that, he's
he's made it very clear.
He's made it very clear that
he's that, not using the air raid.
He's not an air raid guy. But he's, I mean, so when I say off the leech tree, that's what I meant.
I know that's what you meant.
Yeah.
He has said it very definitively. I don't run the air raid. Now the other, but what he's done is stripped the, he's. I mean, Satterfield's playbook was extensive, and it won't be as extensive now. And I, this is all I'm saying is what Rule has said publicly. Publicly, not this isn't private. He said we just tried to do too much. You know, we tried to get the ball to too many people. It'll be pared down. I'd probably be pretty noticeable even to the layman like me and Jake.
When you try to do too much, generally it's because of one thing.
What's that?
You're trying to make up for a deficiency somewhere. Why are you guys doing so much on defense? Well, we kind of have to, because we have to try to create a pass rush through pressure. We have to try to do whatever it is. Same thing offensively. Yeah. Sometimes it's like when you're in there forever on Monday and Tuesday nights trying to come up with a game plan. Usually it's because like that. What are we going to do when we get inside the 10? Buckle up. We have one adjustment. It'll be our chin strap. And if you don't feel that you can chin strap it into the end zone like that, then you
then you got to do a bunch of stuff.
Then you got to do some stuff. Then you have different plays. You have to try to scheme a schematic way to get an advantage.
Thank you. So I just want to be able to run it.
When we talked about with
run it
with the governor, when all of a sudden when Thomas Lott and Billy Sims and Kenny King and Overstreet showed up like that, it wasn't like, "Pooh, got to scheme this one up." Nope. Here we go.
Pitch it.
Triple option. Try this one out. Fullback downhill. Try this. Mm-hmm. You know, type of thing. Same way with Nebraska. It's like, what are we going to do with this? I thought we're coming downhill. That's what we're going to do.
You can tell the defense what's coming.
It's a pretty good chance that a guy with the neck roll is going to carry the ball like that. Try that one out. See what that feels
better
like.
Better times.
Yeah. Better times. Fullbacks.
Better times.
Oh, fullbacks.
The best types.
Yes.
How's that for you, Jake?
That's pretty good. Thank you. Before we get to break, though, Bill, I'm curious. You know, we mentioned LaRue, your neighbor, had a hole-in-one yesterday, but you have the lights on your house. He doesn't have the lights, right?
LaRue doesn't have the lights. But LaRue, I think this is something that needs to be addressed.
It's difficult.
It just feels awkward. Our house is side by side, and here
awkward.
We are.
One is festive and one is
every
not.
Night, it's kind of like LaRue. How do we pick this up again?
It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it's so simple. It's so simple. LaRue, there's a simple answer to this.
We're talking to LaRue. LaRue.
Directly to
HaloCustomLighting.com. It could be like Bill. Be like Lauren, having awesome lights in your house.
We could talk. We could text and see what they're going with. We could match up sometimes. That would be awesome. What if all of a sudden we got our...
Oh, that'd be cool.
Could you imagine
synchronized
if we got
lights.
The whole row of houses? Like that, all the synchronized
dream
lights.
Scenario.
It'd be Dreamweaver. Is what it'd be. Got aboard the Dreamweaver train. What a song that was. Oh, better times. You ever heard that song, Jake?
I have. Is that Gary Wright?
And the sound how do you know it was Gary? How about the sound? The eerie sound that came in, that like you're in a dream, but it made you feel like that?
They don't make them like
aboard
that anymore.
The Dreamweaver train. Oh.
Get your own lights today. Halo.
Went down a rabbit hole.
Get that going.
Yes, we will.
Get the whole block going.
Yes.
Why not? HaloCustomLighting.com. When we come back, Bills Thrills Wild Card Wednesday next on an early break of the ticket.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.